Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Oliver Pruitt here. Oliver Pruitt. Oh, for heaven's sake, computer, quiet the alarms. Better. Oliver Pruitt here, broadcasting to you from the security station of my Mars colony. During a bit of a commotion, if you will. You see, the tardigrades are storming the colony. That's right. My beloved Mars colony. My life's vision is currently being destroyed. How did they get in, you might be asking? I let them in. I opened the gates of the colony and allowed them entrance. Soon, it'll all be gone. This vision that began for me when I was a 9-year-old boy. And finally, it has accomplished everything it was meant to. So now, it's time to end the experiment and write a new chapter. But worry not, this is all part of a bigger plan. Letting them in was just the first step.
What are you doing out of sickbay?
Mars!
Wait a second. Was it you? Did you do this?
Another drill.
Attention colonists. This is a code red. Please stay where you are and await.
Code red? Should we check it out?
We haven't even eaten yet. I'm gonna go grab a sandwich.
Guard the door to the cafeteria! There are tardigrades! So many of them! They're tearing down the building! It's too late!
Plants are kind.
Greenhouse doors. Locked down.
Whatever plants we have, we need to store them before... Oh, no.
Tardigrades, run!
Look at the monitors, Caddy. They're everywhere.
Volume off. Command center to weather tower. Julia?
They've just taken down the sleeping barracks, the greenhouse, and the cafeteria. One by one, the buildings are falling.
No.
Caddy, can you use your mind to scatter them? Like you did when they got between Mars and the rover?
I tried, but I'm still too weak right now.
We need to start evacuating.
Evacuating?
I hate to say it, Cads, but from where I stand, Ryan's right.
This room is still standing. We can fit a lot of people into the command center. We've done it before.
It's not going to stay standing very long. They'll get here eventually.
Here too. It's just a matter of time. Caddy, are you there?
We have to get everyone out. Orion, Axel, get all the vehicles ready for evacuation. Tell everyone to collect as much food as possible. The rover bay is still standing, isn't it?
Affirmative.
Daisy, I need you to get the entire colony to the rover bay before the tardigrades get there.
I'm on it.
Leave no one behind.
I won't. Just like the volcano. I promise. Caddy, are we leaving for good?
Go, Daisy.
Yes, sir!
Julia, I'm making my way up to you in the tower.
Please, Caddy, be careful. You're still recovering.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Oh, Daisy, find Oliver Pruitt and Mars.
You let them in.
Yes.
You only pretended to be hurt so you could get back inside and open the gates.
and I helped you do it. I helped you.
Maz, please trust me. I've always had your best interest at heart. This was all for you.
How could you even say that?
You are special. I've always believed in you. Just as I've always believed in this dream, and now both dreams are coming to life.
What does that even mean?
All will be revealed soon, but that is out of my hands. Now it's time we leave the colony. Oh, I've wished for this day to come for so long.
Are you insane? If your dream was to build this colony, why would you wish for it to be destroyed?
Hurry, Maz. You'll get your answers, I promise you.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me.
Son, now. We must get to the rovers before it's too late.
Caddy, you made it.
How bad is it down there, Julia?
See for yourself. There's not much left. And they're heading for the command center next. We're lucky they've spared the rover bay so far.
Daisy's rounding up the last of the kids, getting them to the rovers. We should be able to get everybody out in time.
Well done, Commander.
Yeah. You should make your way over now, too, while you still can.
All right. I wanted to make sure I stayed until everyone was out safely.
I'll take over from here.
Take over? You're not coming with me?
Julia.
I know that look on your face. That's a captain goes down with a ship look.
This ship's not going down. Not for good, anyway. I'll find a way to bring everyone back and rebuild.
Caddy, that's not...
I can't fail them.
You haven't failed anyone. No one could have predicted this.
That's not the point. You remember after Mars and the others took off when the tardigrades found us and brought us back? I called everyone in the colony together.
Spirits were low. The colony was a wreck. We weren't sure if we were going to make it.
I looked each of you in the eye and promised that I'd keep you safe, that we'd make this place work. For everyone.
And you did. You kept us going for well over a year. That was miraculous.
This is ours, Julia. We built it together. With faith. Faith in each other and in our purpose.
I know. But it's gone, Caddy.
I'm not giving up. I'm not abandoning our home.
Caddy! My entire life, I dreamed of doing something big. I didn't want to be just a girl in a wheelchair whose parents wouldn't let her do anything. And now, I'm chief science officer on a colony on Mars. Did you ever dream of being a part of anything as amazing as this place?
No, never. And I never thought anyone would look to me the way they do here.
Of course they look to you. And you can keep doing that, wherever we all end up. I know you and I are not going back to who we used to be. I won't let us. I promise. Please, Caddy. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I have faith there's another home waiting for us.
Daisy, have we gotten everyone out of the colony safely?
Yes. All the rovers made it out. And we've got this last one left. We were waiting on you guys.
What about Mars?
We made it.
Hello again, Caddy. Julia.
Mr. Pruitt.
Shall we take our leave?
You seem awfully resigned to abandoning the colony.
Do we have a choice?
Where were you when the gates were opened?
Sick bay. Why?
Come on, Julia. We can deal with this later. We have to go.
Everybody into the rover. Daisy, you first.
Okay.
Mr. Pruitt, you're next.
Thank you.
Julia.
All right. Farewell, Mars Colony.
Caddy, let's go.
Caddy, come now. We must leave.
Coming. Everyone strapped in?
In.
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 Well, I guess this is it then. The end of the colony.
I'm sorry, Caddy. You exceeded my wildest expectations. You have much to be proud of.
I know. Okay, Rover 1, exiting colony. Bye.
Hello out there.
Oliver Pruitt joining you from the back of a rover, flying across the surface of the planet Mars. Catty is piloting, but most of the others are asleep. We've been traveling as part of a caravan for days now. We've almost arrived at, well, Catty and Julia are calling it the Martian Space Needle. And that's as good a name as any. Do you know that the Space Needle in Seattle was built to accommodate...
Can you please keep it down back there?
Yes, of course. Apologies. Until next time, listeners.
Settle down, everyone. Catty's on her way up in the elevator. She'll know what to do. In the meantime, feel free to crack open a window. Enjoy the fresh air. Catty!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mars Space Needle.
Everyone is present and accounted for, sir.
Okay, so I guess we should do this.
You mean, beam back to Earth?
That's why we're here, right? Reverse the trip Mars took.
One problem with that. The Space Needle. I have no idea how to make it work.
Wait. Well, let's go over it again. What happened when you came from Mars to Earth?
Cupcake and I had climbed to the top of the Space Needle back home, and I was trying to get into the construction zone. And then Cupcake shoved us through the window. And then the whole place seemed to come online.
All right, next option. Mr. Pruitt, you're being awfully quiet over there. Do you know how this transportation device back to Earth works?
Guys, nobody panic, but there is a tardigrade in the doorway, staring at me right now.
Daisy, don't move.
What if they followed us here? What if they want to finish us off?
Stand back!
Wait a second. Muffin? Is that you?
Muffin from Fruit Prep? I thought she didn't make it out of the space station.
It is Muffin.
Talk to her, Mars.
Hey, girl. Wanna rock? Easy now. Easy.
Ah! Is she attacking? She's going to destroy the place!
I don't think so.
What's she doing on the console?
What is that?
The Space Needle.
It's coming to life.
I think this is it. This is how we'll get back. Everyone stand together. Pruitt, where do you think you're going?
I can't come with you, Mars.
Did you build this?
No, Mars. They did. They did, and they don't want me to go back with you.
What? Who did?
Them. The aliens.
Who?
The aliens!
The what?
Nothing. We're still here. We're exactly where we were.
Look around, genius. Earth. We're back.
And with all parts intact.
Mars? Mars?
Did he say aliens? As in aliens, aliens? Pruitt, he said the aliens built this. Does that mean that's who took the adults and turned off the power on Earth?
It appears that the power is still off.
What's going on out there? There are fires. Like, everywhere.
Burned out buildings.
It looks like...
a wasteland. The world's falling apart.
Hey guys, come here. Look out the window. There's power coming from somewhere out there.
What?
And going right up through the clouds. How does it have power when nothing else does? And so much.
Whoa. That's a lot more people than I was expecting.
It's everyone. Mars, Catty, Julia.
The whole Martian colony, Toothpick.
JP? Pick?
Keds, it's you. It's really you.
We saw a big flash of energy at the top of the Space Needle.
Just like when you left, Mars. We've been pretty much camping out here since you disappeared.
Pick,
Do you see that beam of light out there?
Oh, I see it. As far as I've been able to tell, that's the only place on Earth that has any power.
Really? What is it?
One guess.
I should have known.
Of course.
It's coming. From Pruitt Prep.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.